Blog Talk Radio. Moss and Barnett is pleased to present the Debt Collection Drill, the podcast providing sage tips for collections and compliance to debt collectors, debt buyers, and creditors.
Welcome to another edition of the Debt Collection Drill. I am John Rossman, Chair of the Creditors Remedies and Bankruptcy Practice Group here at Moss & Barnett. And for today's episode, we have a special guest, Sarah Doerr. Sarah is an attorney here at Moss & Barnett, practices primarily in creditor bankruptcy and also FDCPA defense. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
Our topic for today is the Crawford case, which is a case that's received a substantial amount of press and attention. And Sarah, the issue that interests me most about the Crawford case is the fact that generally the least sophisticated consumer standard applies when you're looking at communications with a consumer. However, when communications are with an attorney, when communications are with a court or with some other individual or entity, that least sophisticated consumer standard doesn't apply. Sarah, let's talk a little bit about the Crawford case. Can you briefly give me the facts of that case?
Sure. The facts of the Crawford case are basically this. A debtor has filed a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, and in that bankruptcy, a number of debt buyers or debt collectors have filed proofs of claim on debts which otherwise are outside the statute of limitations for bringing collection actions. Therefore, the plaintiff's attorneys base an FDCPA claim on those proofs of claim filed in the bankruptcy, alleging that because they were based on out-of-statute debts, the filing of a proof of claim itself is a violation of the FDCPA.
It was interesting. In the Crawford case, the court, and this is an 11th Circuit Court of Appeals case.
Correct.
So this is a case that has some precedential value, quite a bit of precedential value. In the Crawford case, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals stated that filing a proof of claim in a bankruptcy is similar to filing a collection lawsuit. And I'll tell you, Sarah, I have to take issue with that. In my mind, a consumer commences a bankruptcy action, which is, in essence, a lawsuit. So, in essence, a bankruptcy is a lawsuit started by a consumer seeking injunctive relief from a federal court to prevent collection from, to prevent its his or her creditors from collecting on a debt. So my view of bankruptcy, and this is supported by the bankruptcy code, is that it's a consumer who starts a lawsuit by filing a bankruptcy and filing a proof of claim, which you and I have talked about before, is a way to participate in that bankruptcy. What are your thoughts on the holding of Crawford as it relates to this concept that filing a proof of claim is similar to filing a lawsuit?
I absolutely agree, and we have talked about this. What we've talked about is the fact that participating in a bankruptcy is fundamentally different than bringing a collection action. And I think that's backed up by the case law, but also by the very regulatory schemes in place.
One thing that's needed to file a proof of claim in a bankruptcy is the proof of claim form. So the Crawford claim is based on this proof of claim form. And a creditor, to participate in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, will fill out a form, and there are rules that are prescribed what needs to be included with that proof of claim. So this proof of claim is filed, and it's filed with the court. It's never communicated directly to the consumer. In my understanding, generally that proof of claim is reviewed by the trustee.
Mm-hmm.
A Chapter 13 trustee has a fiduciary duty to review those claims, and perhaps also by the attorney for the consumer. But rarely, if ever, does a consumer actually see proof of claim. Sir, we had talked a little bit about the rules for filing a proof of claim. Could you speak to those? I know those rules were changed or updated in 2012. Could you speak to those rules and how they play into this case, the Crawford case, and some of the other claims that are being made today?
Absolutely. When the changes were made in 2012, and this is apparent both in the bankruptcy rule, but also in the advisory committee notes that explain the rule and the changes being made, it's Rule 3001. The proof of claim has to be accompanied by a statement that includes a number of things, including the name of the original creditor, the date of the last transaction, the date of the charge-off, for the very purpose, again, as the advisory committee notes reflect, of showing the trustee and the debtor's attorney, and if the debtor, you know, themselves is interested, whether or not that debt is out of statute or not. It's by design included in the proof of claim.
So let me get this straight. In the Crawford case, the consumer is the one that filed the lawsuit by filing the bankruptcy court proceeding, seeking injunctive relief to prevent the creditors from seeking collection efforts against the consumer. The creditor then went ahead, filed a proof of claim following the rules. The rules require that for a proof of claim, you disclose the date of last payment or the date of charge-off, which is required so that the debtor or the debtor's attorney, actually the trustee, may ascertain the age of the debt. You follow all these rules, and yet there's still an FDCPA claim. What was the reasoning that the Crawford court gave for that?
The reasoning that the Crawford court gave for that, which I think you and I, neither you or I, find particularly compelling, is that it's misleading to the debtor that there's this claim sitting out there that they wouldn't be able to collect on through a traditional court action. We've seen some cases recently, however, that have started to turn the tide, we hope, against that reasoning and point out that where a proof of claim is filed that includes all the information required by the rules, there is in fact no misrepresentation and therefore no FDCPA violation.
Sarah, I have a real concern with the Crawford case in the sense that it appears to put FDCPA requirements on creditors that are filing proofs of claim in bankruptcy. And as I look at the FDCPA, which requires within 5 days of the initial communication with the consumer that you provide a validation notice, it requires that you provide a mini Miranda. There are a number of other requirements. I won't go through all of them. In reading the Crawford case, is it correct for me to take the inductive leap, which I know some consumer attorneys have, to say, gosh, I read Crawford to say that the FDCPA applies to filing proofs of claim in bankruptcy. That means that there's going to be this whole additional wave of lawsuits coming through where creditors, attorneys, have filed proofs of claims in Chapter 13s, and the argument is, well, you didn't comply with the FDCPA because, for instance, you didn't give the validation notice before you filed your proof of claim.
That's right, I think.
Remember this, nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack the same courage to do what is right, and they know what is right, but they don't have the courage or the guts or the stamina to take it and to do it. It's called the road less traveled. What imprint will you leave in the sands of history? What will future Americans say we did in our brief time right here on Earth?
Administration is 100% committed to eradicating human trafficking from the earth. This form of modern-day slavery here in the United States and all around the world. We are dismantling the criminal organizations that make large-scale human trafficking possible. We will not rest until we've stopped every last human trafficker and liberated every last survivor.
about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. A small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable. There should be no fear. We are protected. And we will be protected by God. Did we challenge accepted wisdom and take on established systems? I think I did, but we all did. And we're all doing it. Or did we just go along with convention, swim downstream so easily with the current, and just give in because it was the easy way, it was the traditional way, or it was the accepted way? I know that each of you will be a warrior for the truth.
And Chair will now recognize himself for 5 minutes. Mr. Ragsdale, I'm not going to spend my 5 minutes debating statutory construction with you. There's a statute that says shall be detained. That just does not strike me as being an ambiguous statute. To my friend from California's point, there is another statute which is much more narrowly drawn. In fact, it's so narrowly drawn that it says to meet a medical emergency or necessary for a legitimate law enforcement objective. I think you'll agree that's much more narrowly drawn than shall be detained. So, since I know you agree with that, what percentage of those that are apprehended at the border are detained versus paroled?
Last year we had about 220,000 bookings from CBP.
What percentage would be detained versus paroled?
About of the 220,000 bookings, it looks like about 25,000 were paroled. It's about 10%.
And so of that 25,000, you mean all of them can meet that very precise exception, medical emergency or necessary for a legitimate law enforcement objective?
Well, so again, if you're talking about parole, in other words, 212D5 parole, and I certainly don't want to debate statutory construction with the chair, but urgent humanitarian needs and a significant public benefit is a balance, the needs of the individual and versus the needs in terms of us balancing our resource requirements. If we look at 460,000...
Does the shall be detained statute contain that same balancing?
Well, so there has been a fair amount of litigation about what shall means. We see it in the Ninth Circuit, in the Senate of California. Believe me...
Listen, no disrespect to my friends from California, but you're going to have to cite me something other than the Ninth Circuit. I don't doubt that the Ninth Circuit can't define shall. I do not doubt that for a second. The rest of the country does know what shall means.
Sure.
So, because I'm not going to debate statutory construction with you, I want to ask you this. Of those who are paroled, I prefer the phrase bond, but paroled, is there a bond? Is it a surety bond? Is it a PR bond? What ensures that they will come back?
So immigration bonds are posted in a variety of ways. They're normally cash bonds. Again, if it's someone who has been apprehended between a port of entry, found to have a credible fear, is issued a notice to appear.
Who determines that credible fear?
The Citizenship and Immigration Services.
I have seen juries struggle for weeks and months to determine credibility. How long does it take them to ascertain whether or not someone is credible?
I would have to defer to my colleague at CIS.
Well, while you are deferring, I want to ask you about a memo that was produced to the committee surreptitiously. This was a form that was being completed by an agent, and a supervisor wrote this at the bottom of the form. We're not investigating potential fraud. We're adjudicating asylum claims. Do you agree with me that that is an oxymoronic statement?
I'm not familiar with that document.
Well, but you're familiar with the sentence because I just read it to you.
We're
not investigating potential fraud. We're adjudicating asylum claims.
I think inherent in the adjudication
is detecting fraud.
Pardon me?
I would say inherent in the adjudication is
detecting fraud. So would I. So why would a supervisor write?
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman. What document are you referring to?
A document that's been produced to me and another member of the committee in confidence.
Would it be possible to share that document with other members of the committee?
I'll be happy to ask the source of the document whether or not he has any objections to that. I do not. I'm not going to endanger the confidentiality of this whistleblower, and I know that my friend from California would not ask me to do so. But I do find it striking that a supervisor is saying that we're not in the business of investigating fraud. We're here to adjudicate asylum claims.
Mr. Chairman,
that just strikes me as being an oxymoronic statement.
Mr. Chairman, you are a proud attorney, I'm sure, notwithstanding the comments that were made earlier by Mr. Chavez. But I know that you understand that rank hearsay, just hearsay on top of hearsay, copies of stuff, it's just not good, reliable evidence.
Reclaiming my time, Mr. Johnson, I'm happy to run through whatever exception to the hearsay analysis you want me to go through. But you and I both know that there are, last time I counted, 24 different exceptions to the hearsay rule.
I'll
be happy to debate that with you some other
them.
Time. You are welcome to ask for a second round of questions, but I'm not going to spend my time debating hearsay exceptions with the gentleman from Georgia. What I am going to ask, Mr. Axel, is this. What is the punishment for falsely asserting that you have a credible fear? What is the sanction? What is the disincentive for asserting it when it's not true?
An immigration judge can make a frivolous asylum finding when they get to the ultimate asylum adjudication.
And the sanction is what? That you're not going to benefit from your false assertion? Is there anything else
Other immigration benefit for that matter?
So if you weren't going to win if you told the truth, and you're not going to win if you don't tell the truth, what's the punishment? What's the disincentive for that chart right there?
Well,
because you and I both know the cartels are not more dangerous now than they were 5 years ago.
Well, let me make it clear that we spend 25% of our criminal investigative hours on narcotics cases. We take that very seriously. It is the biggest piece of our investigative portfolio. So we are very much concerned about the drug cartels.
Well, walk me through that credibility assessment then. Somebody says that I have a credible fear of the cartel. You can run an FBI check. I don't think the FBI keeps crime stats in Mexico or Guatemala or Honduras. So how do you do it? Walk me through it. You brought it up. Walk me through it, Mr. Ragsdale. Walk me through your investigation of credibility when you can't use U.S. law enforcement to do the investigation for you.
We do not do the adjudication for credible fears. Citizenship.
Are you familiar with the process that is used?
I'm not an asylum officer. I've never done it.
So you're not familiar with how they determine credibility?
I am familiar with the idea of credibility. As noted before, I am an attorney. I certainly know as a prosecutor and a state prosecutor, you are well familiar with the concept. I certainly want, as a career law enforcement person, to want people to tell us the truth. I will tell you that we could prosecute folks for 1,001, if that's what you're asking me.
Well, of course not, because you and I both know that's not going to happen, and that's my point. There is no disincentive for claiming it, even if it's not true.
The Immigration Nationality Act does provide for a sanction. It's a frivolous asylum finding. That is the statute.
Which means what? That you're not going to be successful? Well, you weren't going to be successful if you told the truth.
for that or any other immigration benefit for the rest of your life.
If you fail to show up on bond or what is called parole in the statute, is that any negative inference with respect to the subsequent hearing on the merits?
Immigration judges are the ones who are the fact finders and deciders of hearings after.
I'm asking you, and if you don't know, that's fine. Is it something an immigration judge can take into consideration that a person failed to keep their appointed court date?
An immigration judge could take everything into consideration.
Do they take that into consideration?
Sir, I'm not an immigration judge. I would be speculating.
Mr. Chairman, I have waited patiently as the red...
Mr. Johnson, with all due respect, had you not interrupted me, the red light would not have come on. So I'm going to handle it the way I want to handle it, and if you'd like a second round of questions, I'm happy to entertain that.
Yes, I would.
Be delighted to. I would now recognize the gentle lady from California.
And the chair is pleased to recognize the chairman of the Immigration and Border Security Subcommittee, the gentleman from South Carolina.
And chair will now recognize himself for 5 minutes. Mr. Ragsdale, I'm not going to... And chair will now recognize himself for 5 minutes. Mr. Ragsdale, I'm not going to spend my 5 minutes debating statutory construction with you. There's a statute that says shall be detained. That just does not strike me as being an ambiguous statute. To my friend from California's point, there is another statute which is much more narrowly drawn. In fact, it's so narrowly drawn that it says to meet a medical emergency or necessary for a legitimate law enforcement objective. I think you'll agree that's much more narrowly drawn than shall be detained.
Nope. Yep. Nope.
All right, high noon. Welcome to the Consumerian Empire. Or for more formal purposes, the United Nations High Commissioner, the Security Council, and the 15 cabinets, vice presidents and presidents, chairmen for the United Nations International World Court has been in assembly for now nearly a decade, formerly now in assembly and has been for the last nearly 90 of your days, weeks, months, seconds, minutes, and hours. I want to welcome you today to the broadcast, a global broadcast. We're going to address a couple of topics. We will not be here more than 120 minutes, which is 2 hours. I didn't mean to do a four-hour show yesterday. I'm no longer equipped to do that. We have many other things to do, doing a lot of bigger things, important things, dealing with international safeguards and protections and establishing ourselves in the Capitol, the White House located in Manhattan at 1 Center Street, the Manhattan Municipal Building. Within Article 3, which consists of New Amsterdam, Manhattan, and New York. We're going to talk today and address a couple of topics. Subject matter is going to be student loan debt, Department of Education, and the concept of education, or rather the topic of education. We're going to speak reparations. We don't have to speak about it. I have the absolute authority to deal with reparations by virtue of Title X and all other statutes and codes which are consolidated and incorporated into Title X, known as the FDCPA, and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, which by reason of absorption collapses all other statutes, codes, ordinances, beliefs, religions into that one construct, which I will tell you now, the Title X is the United Nations Charter. Okay, so now that you are aware of that, this is why I give no validity to the United States in terms of the post office services that plasters those letters on some of their small buildings to give the illusion that the United States is in that building. It is, as my DNA and other men and gods who are on this planet's DNA run through that system. That system does not deliver mail in its proper term. It delivers letters, advertisements, stamps, and other products that are not for your consumption. And you actually should not be participating in supporting such a horrible run business such as the Postal Service. Just to let you know that Postal Service will be privatized. It will be taken over. It will be gutted, as it is a big security flaw. It is a immigration nightmare. And for purposes of aviation and for purposes of ports, it is a port of entry beyond imaginable, where we are vulnerable to receive anything through that service. And it does fall under the scope of 1692A5, money, property, insurance, and services, services that we are not benefiting from, and services that have supplied trillions to unknown subjects, people outside of the country, people who are inside of the country that should not belong. And the reality of it is that you've never received your mail. So for the top of the hour, for purposes of mail, so we can understand, I'm going to explain to you or define to you what mail is. The Latin, which we are not Latin over here. We don't give a damn about Latin. Okay? We don't speak English either. So that's another myth that we're going to dissolve here today. Mail is a code of steel network, steel, S-T-E-E-L. I said steel, okay? It was formerly worn for defending the body, all right? This is why you see a lot of the fake police officers that are now running to quit because I'm on their tail. This is why you see them now removing the body armor that they were never supposed to wear. Many of the criminals, debtor absconders, many of the immigrants, the illegals, are just dressed up in different clothing, things that look like military clothing, police clothing, other type of clothing that has no legal, lawful identification attached to it. It's just been an apparel show, sort of like FUBU and Pumas, okay? So a lot of these criminals dress up, cut their hair, put on these clothes, and walk around and harass you, abuse you, threaten you. Those days are over. And they know that, and I know that. Those days are over. They will be stripped of those clothes. Back to the definition of males, defending the body against swords or poniards. The male was of two sorts. It was chain and plate mail. Okay, the plate mail is the what you call the plates that are on your car, which are being used to track you. All of that information that you give to the DMV, a driver's license, a birth certificate, a Social Security card, a proof of address, a utility bill, all of that is not verified, is not validated. It doesn't convert into any type of legal identification. It is just being consolidated into a plate on your car and being used to track you everywhere you go. Simple as that. So this is what they've converted to mail, okay? The former consisted of iron rings. So iron rings is male, which is why you put a ring on the female's finger. That is male. You are, that is a chain. Okay? You are chaining her because in reality she's a prisoner for all the debts that she's created, buying through Social Security, signing, and other things. It even goes all the way down to the Bible. So we don't have to go there, all right? But each having four or others inserted into it. So there's four portions of male. Male also means armor which defends the body. I said that. But male is also a rent or also a spot. So if you put host in front of spot, you get hot spot to it. So you rent mail. It's also a bag for the convenience of letters and papers. So that's just the convenience. That goes right to the heart of 1692C, okay, which is convenient, which tells you the time when you are supposed to be contacted for the consumer purposes. And y'all know that's 8 and 9, okay? So mail is about letters conveyed from one post office to another, what the 1692A3 says. A communication means any information conveyed, direct or indirect. So we all know that Title X governs and dominates post. Post has many different meanings because they've perverted the meanings and taken it and expanded it so that it will cover everything that they do, so that it completely neutralizes the importance of speech and language, that we've reduced ourselves to reading dead letters, which takes so much time, takes so much effort, and the only one that wants to type and do all this typing is somebody who is dead, somebody who has all the time in the world, somebody who is sentenced to my 12 planets, which are January through December, and somebody that has nothing else better to do because they will be in prison the rest of their life paying back these debts. That's the only one that wants to sit up here and type. Okay? And for me, I'm done with that. All right? So we know what mail is. Okay? Mail is not what you have been receiving. You haven't received any steel, and you remember Trump talked about steel tariffs, which is the ST. Steel tariffs, the man of steel, Superman. Who is that? That is the man. Okay? The male man, they said. You don't see no man delivering no mail, because a man ain't going to be delivering no letters with a little pouch on. Those are boys. Those are males. M-A-L-E-S. See? If I speak male, M-A-I-L, or M-A-L-E, or M-E-A-L, or M-I-L-E, you don't know which one I'm saying because they're disrupting your speech, your vocals, your sonogram. That's why you want to convert yourself from letters and you want to start having speech and let them translate your words so they can always get it wrong. Where they say, well, Sharif said male. Okay, which one? M-A-I-L, M-I-L-E, or did he say M-E-A-L, or did he say M-A-I-L? See, that's where they get. They don't want to have to transcribe because they're going to screw up. That's why Trump said, I watch my words. Because when I speak, I know what I'm saying. You don't. That means you can never read my mind. As long as I'm speaking, I'm fine. When I start typing, that's where it becomes a problem. Because who got time to read all of it? Who is reading all of it? Okay? So we're going to discuss today the importance of student loans. When we think of the concept of a student, the conspiracy has been form to keep our subjects, to try to have them keep up with us, our thoughts, what we want to buy, what we want to do. They want to track us on the phone. They want to see what we eat. They want to see what we're doing. They want to advertise. So there's a conspiracy to keep up with us, to provide some sort of continuing education, or what you call constant tuition, that they call constitution, for the blacks. And the blacks simply means those who are in the dark. And most of the businesses that you deal with are in the dark because they don't know what you want, what you're doing, what you ate last night, who you're with. So they're in the dark. That's why they're always asking for information. They always want an application. They always want you to give them some information. They always want to call you and ask you some questions. They always want to do a constant census on you, although they are not the Census Bureau, because I'm the Census Bureau. I'm the Vital Records. I'm the Department of Commerce. from the United Nations. So I've reversed things to where we're doing the census on you. Now we're asking you questions. Who are you? What's your immigration status? What's your legal status? Are you a citizen? Citizen of who? Citizen of where? American citizen? United States citizen? U.S. citizen? Are you a Jamaican citizen? Are you a German citizen? What citizen? Where? And show me the proof and the evidence that you are. I can guarantee you, if you got an SS-5 and a Social Security card and you got a passport, you are not a citizen of nowhere but the cemetery. Because we do have cemetery citizens, and that's 99.9 of those out there. Okay? So let's look at what is student, because I know everybody has been under the student loan because you have to pay to keep up. Okay? We know you want to know everything that we're doing. All right? So when we look at the word student, if you just put a couple of letters in there, you'll get the word president out of the word student. All right? Student is what they call co-ed or code, depending on how you phonetically pronounce it. It's also 2T, which sounds like statute or title or T-U-T-E, but it means a learner, a mentee, a beginner. A postulant, which is post, right? It's a person, so we already know it comes under Title X because I control all persons and subjects, nouns, verbs, persons, places, and things. A person who is studying at a school or a college. A person who takes an interest in a particular subject. So you mean because you're interested in me that I got to be subject to you and pay you student loans, and I got to, what is the student? So my show today, and I'm going to have one of my top students, Coach, come in because he's an educator. He's in the educational system. We're going to figure out today, because I have the absolute authority, to grant reparations, refunds, rebates, eliminations, cancellations. Betsy DeVos is a kid to me. So we want to get the student loan situation out the way because we know y'all took them student loans and you took them and you put down payment on a house. You went and bought a car. You went over to Navy Credit Union. You went over here. You did everything with the student loans that you wasn't supposed to do, and you never got permission from the real teacher, the father. You didn't get a code. You went there and they say you need a co-sign, and I wonder how the hell did y'all not say, well, let me call my father over there at Vital Records. No, you called your mom, or maybe your father was doofy, and he said, well, I'll come over there, and I'll give you my other Social Security number that ain't valid either. So maybe if I put two fools together, we'll get a loan on something that, what did you go learn? What did they teach you? What is the results? Where are we at now today? We're screwed up. The female is completely out of her mind. Most males are out of their mind. Everybody smoking, drinking, gin and juice, laid back with their mind on their money that they never get and their money on their mind which they never have gathered. You're put to sleep by rap music or whatever it is to put you to sleep while you're dead. So what has this educational system done for you? It allows you to waste some time and maybe wait for the next father to die so you think you can get an estate, which you're never going to get. So I need to do something about it. Okay? I need to do something about it to either get it off your back and re-educate you. Okay? Get it off your back and re-educate you and work out something to get it off your back. Now, the term reparation, if you put CO in front of it, it's just corporation. Because corporation, you can get reparation because a corporation owns property, slaves, subjects, cattle, animals, pets, persons, humans. Okay? So reparations is just an abbreviation of corporations. Again, sound and phonetics is the order of the day, not letters. You will die and stress yourself out trying to reduce your thoughts, 1692A5, reduce them to judgment. Because you sometimes can't, people say, I can't find the words. No, you can't find the words. You could find the words. You can't find the letters. And put the punctuation in there and put the period or put the hyphen in there or put the comma and put the exclamation mark. That is just, that's slavery. And most of your females, that's all they want to do. They're arguing down with you. You ain't put the, you ain't spell that right. I was in a back and forth Facebook yesterday. So you didn't spell that right. Oh, that's how I ain't spelling. Everybody's trying to tick and type all. I mean, get out of here. What? So reparations just means to amend, make amends. The word amends is the word demand if you unscramble it. And it means redress is reparation. So you guys, when you say, we got a right to redress. You ain't got no right to no redress. I'm going to redress you. You ain't going to have no police on. You ain't going to have no sheriff on. You ain't going to have no color guard on. You ain't going to have no Marine on, no Navy bullshit. You ain't got no arm. You ain't going to have no letters on. I'm going to strip you plain. Because y'all done took them letters and took them free letters and turned it into a billion-dollar mess. Grown 80-year-old men walking around with Q-Dog letters on and throwing up all these. Grow up. That's nonsense. You think that alphabet is free? Those alphabet are patented. Because y'all don't know what them characters mean, because they ain't letters, they're characters. They play roles. And because you use them, you won't have to pay payroll. This ain't no joke. I don't know what they teach you in the school, but I think they're just teaching you how to go out and just be good food for someone like me or my team or my students. Reparations also means repayment, which is coincides with Chapter 13 on a bankruptcy or coincides with you repaying student loans. That's a reparation. So why y'all in school wrong on the side talking about reparations? Reparations are what? Well, I'm going to pay for that bad education you got with these females come out there running their mouth talking about, I learned mitochondria. You ain't learned jack. Tell me about that damn SS-5 and tell me about that Social Security and tell me about that damn birth certificate. And you tell me that and fix that for me, then I'll wipe your loans out. Oh, you're not going to do that because you're going to have to, I guess, point out in a lineup your girlfriends or your brothers or your cousin or your third cousin or your sister's aunt's cousin, sister's brother, and that stupid stuff. Because I start getting down to the genetics, ain't none of y'all going to have no family. It'd probably be two left in the family. And one of them is the father. And the other one's probably going to be the son because the female just, she just don't even care about the father. I can do it by myself. You won't do it by yourself. I promise you. So anyway, reparation means repayment. It means indemnity, damages, 1692K. So you're going to tell me I ain't got reparations? I got reparations more than any one of those old pink salmon faced presidents that you had, them fake presidents sitting up there. I'm the first real president. Real talk. And chairman of the planet. The first. And I ain't black either. But y'all coming out of these education institutions, y'all coming out black. And they know you're black because you've been sitting in there in classes reading them same books. The last student where the page is wrinkled, they turn the books in. I mean, y'all don't see where they just sending y'all to boarding school. You'd be like, oh, well, if you can't afford a new book, you can get a used one, one that somebody else used. Then these little crackheads, the same ones reading the Bible and reading about Massa Musa back in 1827. And I said, don't take me to 1827. Just take me back to 1966. Who did that damn Social Security application and fill that thing out? Get me that right there. You ain't even got to go all the way back to 1800 or 1500 because none of y'all can testify to any of that stuff. So let's stop playing games, wasting time. Reparations means repairing. We've been repairing a system that ain't got fixed yet. And it ain't going to get fixed until we tear it down, repair ourselves. Now, please understand that reparations is not exclusive to you giving reparations to somebody else. Reparations means to repair or to amend for a wrong that has been done. Sometimes you did it to yourself, but you can repair yourself. See? They call that cell regeneration. Repair yourself. Take care of yourself. Reparations is supposed to be a family, personal family and household issue, not for Jaquita. not for Jaylon or Champagne. It's for the family, man. The ones that's on that birth certificate. Damn that damn Social Security. Because y'all know that's done. That's over with. That female going to have to pay for the rest of her life for engaging in that. All right? So that's what we're here to discuss. Reparations also means rebuilding and reconstruction. You got to build it up. How much money you men have put into these females? How many times you took her out to eat, bought her shoes, bought her bags, fixed up a house, got gas in a car, put tires on a car, took her out to eat, made love to her, made her feel good, made her smile, took pictures with her. Those are what you call construction costs, rehabilitation, because she the one that needs it. And the powerful men that is able to look past themselves and love those females, which is their products, as that birth certificate says. You also be rebuilding her. Some of you put more, like I did, more in her than you put in yourself. And no matter how much you dump in her, she still ain't getting enough. So we got to redo it. Maybe we do all of it. We do a 69, a cancer. We do it both at the same time. Let me give you some reparations, me some reparations. Maybe we can come up together. And if we come up even like that and you still don't get it, baby, I'm going to have to send you off to boot camp or FEMA camp or somewhere, because it's not going to work. I love you, though. I can do without you, but I will do without you. I don't have to have you. I could put my money and get a camp and be like, send all of them over there till they get fixed. I don't need no man. I find that more females are susceptible to have their mind manipulated through the education system than men. Men sometimes reject that stuff and be like, man, listen here. That's why the boys get in trouble. They be like, man, I ain't trying to listen to this man, Romeo and Juliet, you know, As the World Turns and all that. You know how my mama's been watching stories all day. I used to come in the house, my mama watching the stories. Said, boy, shut up. My story's on. I can't rewind. I ain't got no Roku. Well, you better shut up, because if you make me miss a part on As the World Turns, she's going to cuss you out all day. That's her mind. It's susceptible. Men, you ain't sitting there watching no damn stories. So reparations is about adjustment. Adjustment is what you do in bankruptcy. You do it in insurance. Adjustments. We got to adjust our body. You do a tune-up. You do an adjustment. Okay? So that's what we're here to discuss today. So I have Coach on here, and I'm going to discuss what we need to do. What's the problem in the educational system? One, we're taking it over, because that's what's being done. That was my whole goal, to take over those colleges and so-called universities, although there's nothing universal about it, right? To take them over and figure out what we can do with it, to gut it out, okay, to make it more customized to our needs, okay, like-minded. I ain't talking about a specific color. I don't care what color it is. There's more white people than black, and more black people than white, and pink people that's more black and white. I'm not getting into that. It ain't for it, but when it comes down to culture, there is a specific group that needs a little bit more attention, because they're more dominant, they've been more affected by the stagnation that these slow calendar, civil calendar educational systems provide. It is a death penalty for you to be in school. I'm just going to tell you straight up. To be going through Monday through Sunday, to be going through month to month, to be carrying a book bag. They got you used to carrying births, carrying a book bag with all the books in it. The author of them books probably get millions, and you up there, when you leave school, you over there at 7-Eleven. When you leave the military, this dude's working in 7-Eleven. You come out of school, you still going to fill out an application. You're going to put the wrong information on it. They didn't tell you don't put the zip code. They didn't tell you that the Social Security number wrong. They didn't tell you none of that. So you coming out just as doofy as anything. By the time you go in college, come out, they done made 8 more vehicles. You don't even know how to work the vehicle. Some dudes come out of jail, and they want to go back in jail because things done sped up and changed so long, they'd rather go back in jail. Culture shock. School is not for us. We might go to little continuing education, go to an event maybe a week, maybe two, maybe every 6 months to a year. We got a new model. We got a new robot coming out. We want to teach you how that works. And we're buyers, We're consumers. We consume things. That means we kill it, we absorb it, we buy it, or we sell it. A consumer is God. You understand? So that's all we want to do. We don't need to go to the Toyota school and learn the snap-ons and how to change it. I'm not changing no goddamn oil. I'm okay to change oil. I don't give a goddamn how you change. I ain't going to mechanic school. The women be like, but you gotta learn how to change your own flat. No, the F I don't. I'm gonna call somebody to come change a daggone flat. I don't want your ass out there changing no flat. Change this doggone flat system that we have. It's not working for us. So we're going to bring on coach and we're going to talk about what we can do. And then I'm going to provide remedy. I'm not here to be arguing around. Y'all got student loans and whatnot? Y'all can hit me up and we'll get them done. Get me the payoff for the student loan. Get it over here to me. We'll take care of it. Okay, by the way, let me give you out an email address so you can get on the new email list. And I'm being very selective about the list. It's consummarianempire@gmail.com, consummeriian, empire, empire, @gmail.com. ConsummarianEmpire@gmail.com. You can get over there. Don't send me no attachments unless I tell you. Just send over your email address, send over your name, and I will see if it's appropriate for to add you to the list. That's for you to get on the new list. Not everybody's getting on there. All right? But we're going to talk about, Coach, this educational system, this failed system. We got a lot of knuckleheads coming out of there, Bishop so-and-so, and we'll talk about Africanism and all the stuff they reading in books, then turn this into a whole business of talking about everything but who your damn mother, who your father, what's your blood type, who's your mama, who your daddy, what's your blood type, what's your DNA. If you don't know about that, stop telling me about some damn Marcus Garvey and all them other daggone clowns. All right? I don't want to hear about it no more. Tell me who Donald Trump is. Tell me who Bill Clinton is. Are they telling me Bill Clinton is really Bill Gates? Did you ever get Bill Clinton's identification? You ever see a goddamn driver's license? Did you ever see fingerprints? How you know that's Bill Clinton? But your ass went over there and put a vote on a record. You mailed it in. You don't know, is that Donald Trump? Is that his real name? Did you see his driver's license, birth certificate? Did you validate or verify who he is? No, but you'll sit up there and vote for him and everything else. Y'all crazy. Something wrong with y'all, but you don't vote for your husband. He tell you to do something, you'll talk back. Man, I don't need no man. But you'll go vote, though. You'll go get you some Bitcoin. You'll go get you some dog coin. Y'all go order all this stuff online, and you don't know nothing. And that man will be sitting in the bed. He'll be like, give me something to eat, baby. I'm tired. I just came from work. That's the education you got? Let me go on and wipe that out for you so I can put a new education in here. There's something wrong with you. You went to Sunday school? That's part of the education, too. Please understand that student loans has to do with church. That's why your church is closed. They're running from me. Because I'm going to tear the church asses up, Sunday school and all that. All this garbage that we got to dump out of our mind by the time we get 18, man, we done, and they know we fried. We don't know where to go. Any new goo come out, we going to follow him. So we're going to get done. We're going to do reparations. We're going to get rid of the Department of Education because they hiding too. Betsy DeVoe just won an interview with me. And she's like, if you subpoena me, you know, they want to get on TV. You know, them goddamn people want some attention. You get on, if you want to interview me, you subpoena me, I'll come. I know you would. I don't need to hear from you. So, Coach, what are we going to do? You've been in the education field for a long time. You're a coach. You teach. You train. You deal with males and females, boys and girls, parents, grandparents. Talk to me. What I need to do?
Yeah.
Whatever you say I need to do, I'm going to do.
Special education, you know, special education. So, I mean, my assessment on what we need to do is really what you said is, you know, get this garbage we need to dump because it's been a lot of garbage. We don't recognize that. We think our processes. You know, our natural processes I made for hundreds of times more energy and thought than we exercise. You know what I'm saying? So they,
right.
Well, we've been slowed down through this education system. And it's mm-hmm. almost like it's really a special education system. So everybody, most people don't understand that they are certified special ed. You got all these people walking around like they know something. But, nigga, you special ed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, we got to recognize that we've been slowed down, thinking slow for the most part, most of us. You know, and you got to do your part to speed it up. In this education system, they laughing at this point. If you go back there, it's like they
wow.
actually coming back to this motherfucker.
No,
so,
for real, coach.
Most people not though. Most kids not. This education system already crashed. Talk about the Bitcoin and all of that. Talk about cryptocurrency correcting. This educational system corrected. And all this stuff corrected with this COVID. And so now what niggas gonna do? What we gonna do? You know, we gotta build up real systems. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that requires our capacity. You know what I'm saying? And start using that capacity. You know what I'm saying? To heal this earth. Heal ourselves. Our health out here. We ain't supposed to be. I mean, niggas going to school to learn how to build a car that pollutes. Come on, man. You know how to, you know, if your capacity was pushed to the limit, you could do a car with water. It runs off of salt water, like the MIMS did. You know? MIMS motors on them niggas.
Right.
So they scared of everybody who really do shit because they using their capacity, but it's too many of us now who using our capacity, so they know.
Right.
There's so many of us that don't know, but, you know, we can't trip on the niggas who don't know. They wake up, I guess,
right.
or not, get vaccinated, go to school, whatever they doing, they can go that way. So that's my perspective, Brother Sharif.
So, Coach, you said that there's a lot, you know, and I noticed that because, you know, once our people get on to something, we going to tear it up. That's why they try to keep things so scrambled. Because they know once we get on something, we're going to tear it up. Like I heard somebody talking about, well, I read someone talking about on Facebook how when that crash happened with Robinhood or something that, you know, our people was in there tearing them up. They was getting that money and getting that bread, and they figured out the system, and here they go. They switched it up. So they cheaters.
Yep.
And a lot of times, I'm going to say this, Coach, a lot of times they cheaters. That's what they've been doing. That's why they got to use all this language, Latin, all this stupid stuff talking. They cheaters because they know when we get on to something, we're going to tear it up. When we get on something, we lock in. When we lock that radar on you, we're going to tear you up. So the other thing I want to say, Coach, is I think these people already designed these colleges that you kind of going into their system. Because that's where they've been in board school. So they badass goddamn kids. So you ain't supposed to be going in there because you going in their system and they saying, we don't even want y'all to know how crazy you are. Why are you coming here? Why are you even here? Because you ain't got no business being there.
Blowing you up. Yeah. It's speeding up.
Throwing you out, they don't even want you there.
Yeah. They don't understand it.
They don't.
And they don't understand
like,
why we
here?
Still in poverty. They don't understand why we still got niggas in poverty. They don't understand none of that shit. And I don't blame them to a degree because I don't either.
Wow.
You know, niggas talking about they Indians, niggas talking about all this. All right, let's go then. This is our land. Let's go.
Let's go. Put your feathers on, and let's do something other than talk about this stupid stuff, bro, because come on, man.
Yeah, man.
But, Coach, we need our own X-Men University, and I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to pick one of them universities that got the nicest one, and I'm going to take it over. Okay? Mm-hmm. Turn it into X-Men University where we can go at the speed of light and just get some stuff done because we don't need to learn too much more. We just need to be executing because we are the most wealthy out of all of them. But all we need to do is buy and create. We got the money. They don't have the money. If you go to them colleges and they're in there, it's a million of them, and they got student loans, why do you think they hang it out in the college? They can't come out into the real world. They don't have nothing to offer. They don't have nothing. They want to lure you down there so you can bring that social and that credit. They be like, got them. And you ain't even bring a receipt. You go anywhere else. You go. You ain't even bring a receipt. How much that education cost? That's right. Going in immigration, you're going in there, you're meeting the German, you're meeting the Mexican, you're meeting the Filipino, and you get me and you're mixing up, and then you're having babies, and now they wiping out their student loans on you. Y'all ain't get on to that yet. Come on, man. Y'all mixing stuff up and whatnot. What y'all doing? And then you don't bring a receipt home. You don't even come home and be like, all right, Daddy, I went to school. This is how much it cost me, $250,000. You're going to be like, for what? Oh, I'm going to go be an attorney. Really? But what happened with that now? Because please say you're an attorney over here now. Oh, I'm a lawyer. You are? What happened to that?
Yeah.
I'm a judge. What happened to that? I'm a doctor. You was a doctor? You didn't see COVID coming? What happened to that? You see how these things just crash and they really show you that you ain't nothing to them because they'd be like, okay, well, we ain't going to guarantee you get a job unless you go to my frat brother, and they're going to kind of sneak you in and do a job, but now you owe taxes. Now your status is messed up. Now you wasted all that time, and at the end of the day, those immigrants sitting there and saying, my status ain't changed. I can't come into the country anyway, so I don't give a shit.
And you most
I'm not
likely
allowed in your
very
country.
Confused section. After they doing
those. Oh, don't even go there, Coach. Oh, you had to bring up sexuality. Oh, man. Now, was that a vital record issue? Because they got sex on there. I hear girls listening to the girls who say it on Facebook. Why we can't have sex? I said, how you going to have a sex when you are a sex? Hey, you talk stupid like that? Are you in school? I'm going to have sex. I thought you was a sex. You mark male or female. How you going to have sex? Now you come out, I see too much of it, Coach, too many male want to be female or female want to be male. But in my opinion, strictly, you done knocked yourself out of even male or female. You're not going to corrupt my male or female because male means an executive. So you're not going to corrupt because that's what they do. You're not going to corrupt my male or female. Once you go and you don't know whether you left or right, you get kicked out the box altogether. You become unmarked. We're not keeping you in that status, so you just, that's the thing you're going to do, to run everything in the ground. Everything that has a meaning to it, they want to undermine it, dilute it. You're not male and female if you're a male and you acting like what you think is a female because you don't even know what those things mean. So that's another issue. I don't know what they poking you with. I don't know what kind of shots they giving you, but they gave y'all shots long before they asked you to take the COVID.
I know, right?
They was poking something in you then. Go ahead.
Give a shot, speaking of, like, autism and all of that. I've talked to many of moms whose sons were on the spectrum of autism. And so many of them say that they remember when that actually happened, and it was right after a vaccination. And this is fact, not no cap. So,
well, Coach, you're going free school. I guess it's freaky. I mean, you going up there and you show up with your Social Security card and you say, give me your Social Security number. And they be like, oh, guinea pig, you ain't paid nothing for that. You paid absolutely zero for that damn piece of paper. It ain't even a damn card. You paid zero. What y'all think y'all was getting? Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. What y'all thought y'all was getting with that? Seriously? What did y'all think y'all was getting with that? They using you, poking stuff in you. Some girl was on Facebook coach talking about, I called the pharmacist and they killing kids. I'm like, how you know? You don't even know what's in your soda. You don't know what's in your water. You don't know what's in your Chick-fil-A. They can put something in anything. Why don't y'all stop? We don't know what's in it. Right. You don't know what's in that woman that you made love to. She don't know what's in your damn John that came out. You don't know. You just don't know. You got faith, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
You got faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we here, and we got the advantage now. So it sounds like to me, Coach, we just need to wipe out all them damn student loans because you done learned your lesson by now. You already know. Anybody got any sense? No, this ain't going nowhere. We got a lot of rebuilding to do, and they just like, they set us back a long time. They just like, ooh, wow, we set them back a long time. They never thought it was going to go this long. They really didn't.
I'm sure they did.
Surprised that y'all went for them.
Sure. Yeah.
They surprised.
They're amazed. I mean, they're amazed. And I always remember anybody you know who had that mind frame that they were white. Not anybody.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people who had that mind frame just having this look on their face like, what, y'all going for this shit? A lot of them is saying, y'all fucking going for this shit?
It was this easy? You mean we didn't have to pull out no guns, no sword, no samurai? All we did it with is some paper? And you just keep signing the same paper. I mean, we can print the paper one time and y'all use it a million times?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even change the date on the dang on form. Come on, man. Sometimes I want to excavate my mama and daddy and beat the snot out of them and put them right back in the casket. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What was you doing? Got me looking stupid. I get mad at myself. That's why I got to lay back and be like, I ain't this stupid, man. If they'd have caught me from the beginning, man, and they whipped my mom and them in the way and they ain't lead the path, I'd have smoked y'all. I'd have been shooting y'all at 2 years old. From my diaper, I'd have been shooting y'all. Like, what? You got to be crazy. You got me effed up. Okay.
You don't think they have that educational system too, though?
Yeah.
That was right at the beginning of it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Parents dropped them off.
I got to cut them some slack. Yeah, I got to cut them off at that one.
But
they was on the farms, wasn't they, Coach? They was doing it on the farm, so they wasn't going down to school and whatnot. They was out there on the farm doing it in the barn and whatnot. Come on, man.
Yeah. It was a lot more, you know, holistic.
Wow. So, Coach, I think we just need to really, the forgiveness of the debt is that we need to forgive our debtors, which was our mothers and fathers, and just forgive them and we get the new slate. Because we innocent. We ain't got nothing to do with it. We just was following the chain, right? The chain of mail, right? We was just following the chain of mail, and we fell into the slump. Now we looking, and they scared. They running from us now. They like, uh-oh, they woke. Oh, shoot. They woke.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Right?
Ain't
first
no
one you got to blame
in.
Is your mama and your daddy. That's it. That's it. That's the forgiveness of debt. You got my mama and my daddy. Damn, yeah, put that charge on there and close that casket, and now you're going to deal with me.
Yeah,
I ain't never signed nothing with you. I ain't got no contract with you. I was in diapers. What the hell are you talking about? I'm innocent.
Yep.
I ain't got nothing to do with you. I ain't hire you. I wouldn't have hired you. If I was hiring, I wouldn't hire you.
Mm-hmm.
My mama must have picked you, or you must have slid in there. I ain't got nothing to do with you. So I'm exonerated. I ain't paying no student loans. Matter of fact, I'm going to charge you back for miseducating my mama and my father.
Exactly. Coming up with a fucking
scheme.
Oh, it's
voluntary. Right. Pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
And don't think them dark ones, Cornbread, Earl and Me, Good Times and all of them, don't think that they wasn't in on it. Flavor Flav and Chuck, all of them was in it. All of them was in it.
I know they were. I know
they
were.
That's why they quiet now. That's why they quiet now. They all in it.
They all trying to give away a little money online. If you figure this out, I'll give you 5,000 of them food stamp dollars. And you little coon dogs, we're going to get your records. We're going to get your financial records, Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent and Elite, Jordan. And we getting all Michael Jackson. We getting all y'all records. Trust me, our kids going to be looking through your records, and we're going to see how much you owe. And y'all know that. Y'all ain't exempt. You won't give us these certificates, these used-ass certificates and socials. You think you're going to put that debt on us? You ain't living in our fiscal world. We going to get your records, and we coming after you, your basketballs, your jerseys. You watch. They know what's coming. They know what's coming. We going to get your records. Kanye, and I don't give a damn who. You, Luther Vandross, Freddie Jackson. We getting all y'all records, man. Y'all going to pay. You got to pay it forward, not backwards. Nobody looking back. We're going to get a refund for our mothers and our fathers. Ain't playing with y'all. I don't hear nothing about the Board of the Department of Education no more, Coach. As a matter of fact, me and Layla, I looked it up. Some told me to look it up online. I done looked it up before. Now they got Department of Education was founded by Jimmy Carter. You can look at that right now.
Right,
Coach.
Yes,
they said Jimmy Carter founded. They didn't have that shit up there before, Coach. And they said he found it in 1979. I was like, what the? I was like, Layla, what the? See, that's what that online stuff do. We're going to kill that online shit. I'm saying they could just go change anything. Everybody now talking about Googling. Google ain't my damn school.
Exactly.
I'm going to live a life. I got to Google. You got to listen to what I'm telling you. Listen to the words.
You know how to intelligence. And how to get to something. Google ain't going to show you how to get to nothing. You got to have the intelligence to bypass all that crap. You know?
Yeah, man.
And I mean, you got to be thinking on a certain frequency. You know? And if you going to school and you all of that right now, you don't have the real brain energy to really solve no problems or, you know, be to really, you know, take care of yourself. You got to go to one of their plantations and work for them like you've been doing, like some of your grandparents or whatever you say did, you know?
But, Coach, don't you think it's getting to be a disadvantage? Because, all these people is using computer. So you got to understand what a handicap is. A handicap is if you got to sit there and use a computer to talk to me anyway. That's not a fair deal. You go to them fake courts and they sitting up there, they got a laptop, big computer sitting there talking. I'm like, what the hell? You talking to a quantum computer. I'm pulling stuff out of memory. I'm talking to you verbal. And you on the computer, you a dummy. You stupid.
Yeah.
You special ed. Get off the computer.
Yep.
You come down here and talk to me face to face. They using computer technology to keep up with us.
Yeah.
That ain't fair.
Yeah.
Yep. Let me look up your record. No, let me look up your goddamn record.
What the hell you talking about? You gonna go on that? When you go on that computer, that's what I'm gonna charge you with, computer crime. The hell you going in? You looking in the computer talking about I want to tell you something about you. If you don't give me that computer, I'm gonna blow it up. Like, y'all don't see that? Like, oh, they want to make this computer program. They know that we are so superior, man. They got to use everything around them, including the kitchen sink, to deal with us. Because we're super intelligent.
Yep.
They need everything, books, computers, games. They got to try to keep your attention one way or the other, because if they get to themselves and they use their natural raw intelligence, ain't going to be a computer we can keep up with them. Ain't going to be a game that can keep up with them. It ain't a horse. It ain't a car that's going to be able to go as fast as they want to go.
Yep.
they gods.
Yep.
They're gods.
Yep.
They're gods.
Yep.
So they don't have nothing for us, Coach. At the end of the day, that they don't have nothing for us. They really don't. I mean, what's the sense of me buying a Ferrari when I can't go 180? You need to give me half off on the Ferrari, man. It's $400,000. Give it to me for two. I can't go nothing but 70. So what I got a Ferrari for? It's stupid, man.
That's why. That's why
dumb.
I fucked with that. The Wakanda storyline. Because I mean, if you even just go by that, you can see how quickly you can do that. You know, and say pass that. You know what I'm saying?
Quick.
Yeah, talking about Ford electric truck and shit. And it be Negroes that engineering them. Trust me, I'm here in Detroit. In so-called Detroit. I'm here all the time.
Right.
When niggas have those jobs that I know, you know?
Right.
Like, and they're doing it. They're designing the wire harness. They're designing the actual concept. Doing that.
You
thinking it's some doggone great white machine, but it's niggas at every
Definitely. Well, this is the other thing, Coach, when you get into the concept cars. This is why I say the educational system is a for-profit type of situation, because you go into school, you using the free social. You go in there, you building computers, you building cars, you selling cars, you manufacturing, you making apps, you doing all that. And then you do it, and then you're making the money. But you're not paying the money. You're not paying the money back to the parent corporation, and then you're not paying your taxes because you're saying you're student exempt. So the school business has turned into owning the world. Like I told Layla, I said, Layla, do you understand that at your age, when you go to apply for credit, you're probably applying to one of the kids in college, and they're saying, no, mom, you can't get that credit. That's how it is. They're the ones behind. These kids are answering the phone for these credits. So how do you look like applying to the same kids that's using your Social Security number to go to school, that old student loans, and they're telling you, no, we decline you for credit? What? Get your ass out that damn school. You mean decline? Decline what? I'm going to decline Wednesday tomorrow. I'm going to decline August and September. How about that? How are you talking about you decline somebody? You are a student at a boarding school. Your credit ain't good. Okay, give me that social back and bring them little piece of paper, them degrees, bring that back, and come your ass about my schools and take your ass back to where you go, talk about your credit bad. This is ridiculous. We're smarter than this. We're way smarter than this, and we got to do better. We got to separate till we can learn how to come together and do business with other people. Like you see Kamala shaking the hand of the Chinese man. Look, if you can't deal with these people, we need to meet when we meet. When we meet, we shaking hands. How many? I need 10 Ferraris. I need 10 RVs. I need 10 of those F-16 fighter jets, and I need 4 tanks. How soon can you have them? I need 10 yachts. How soon can you have them? That's all I want to talk about. That's all we buying. We spending our credit. Okay? That's it. As simple as that. We're spending our own credit. Come out them damn schools mixing up the bills. You're mixing up. You're getting all wrapped up in the history and race. You're out there marching with your sneakers on. You done got all involved in their cause. You want to do another doggone Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Man, we done with that shit. I don't want to hear about none of them. We done. No more Noble Juwali and Marcus Garvey. You already kill that shit. We done with that. I'm erasing it. We buying now. We're buyers and sellers. That's it. They know. They scared of that word consumer. You ain't going to find nobody that's out there saying they're a consumer. That word is taboo. That word is exclusive to they know who. That's a dangerous term for certain people, consuming. You a consumer? No, I'm not a consumer. Right? Because consumers are killer. All right? So we need to wipe that out, Coach. That's all I see. We need to wipe that out. Bring, you know, Layla say this all the time. You need to bring the female home. She need love. She need to be retaught. She need to. Yeah, she does. The whole family needs it, though. It ain't just her. It's the whole family. We need to come back, come together, right? Get up out these nasty neighborhoods that they done drained all the money out of. And you sitting up there, the thing looked like it was a war zone. You know what I mean? Like, we need to come up out of there. Time to go to another. You don't want to own the zip code. Go ahead and bankrupt the postal code. Be like, man, I'm done here. We done. We going up somewhere else. We need 10 houses up there. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what we're on our way to doing. And that's what we got to do. So I think, Coach, on the educational part, you ain't told me nothing exciting about, other than there are some people working in these different factories creating different things. We need to be in there. As bosses, we have the right to go and visit these places, visit these Chrysler plants, visit and see what's coming out. And I told you before, Coach, as selective service members, we're supposed to get the first model to everything coming out.
We got a new Joe coming out, so if you want to try that out, they say, all right, send that to me. We got a new Porsche coming out.
We're supposed to have access. Everything was already paid when it came through that damn port. We run the PA, the Port Authority. It was paid for. You don't come here talking about, do you want to finance? Finance with you, Germany? Come on, finance with Germany? What are you, stupid? That's immigration. Y'all don't know the biggest immigration deal y'all do is when y'all go buy a damn car. This is how y'all help in immigration. When y'all go buy a car, don't y'all know that's an immigration transaction? That's the biggest. You keep beating the immigrants. Where do you think they're going to go when you tell them to leave? You going to Toyota, that's an immigration transaction. And you just like, Mr. Chang Lee, let me ask you a question. Don't you owe us tariffs? Right, so what are you asking me? What, you just want my name? My husband's a selective service, but we just want his name? Yeah, I want that vehicle right there. I ain't got to touch a piece of paper in the world. You got my name in that system? You better package that car up, have it cleaned up and gassed up, or I'll make you take the emblems off. They're misrepresenting their product when they even put those emblems on there. Toyota, Infiniti, Chevy. Chevy ain't make that goddamn vehicle. Like Coach said, Pookie, Woodrow, Brian, Chiquita, all of them made them vehicles. All of them made them. Chevy ain't make shit. You can take some Chevy emblems off. It's 100 different vendors that involved with making those vehicles. It's like Easter. They're misrepresenting, is what I'm trying to tell you. And once those vehicles get over here on the USA, it belongs to the USA, bro. Once you park that thing off that ship and it hit my land, it's mine. All right, Coach, you got those three vehicles? Yeah, those three is mine. I got two kids, four daughters, and a wife. Yeah, I need four. All right, give me the big one. Give her that one. Get that one. All right, thank you. We'll try that out, see how it works. We might have an input and say, hey, I think you should make the tires bigger. Maybe put this, maybe do that. I don't like the way it handles. We're supposed to give the feedback. It's our market. It's their product. But we own the product. It's prepaid. But if you keep using that dead social, they're going to keep taking it from you because they just like, we know that social was free, and we know it wasn't verified. We got to stop feeding the thieves. So, Coach, what is happening about going back to school? New York just said they're sending 1 million kids back to school.
Well, school system I'm with, and what, Detroit Public Schools. I don't know exactly what DPS is doing, but I know school system I'm with. They stand the course. They was talking big. They required the teachers to come back. But
okay.
I say about a quarter of the teachers came back. I mean, he was talking big, like, look,
really?
I'm back.
probably about a quarter came back. I tell you, that, the kids, they're not back.
They
have little small amounts of kids, you know, 10 kids in a class, 3 and some. So they talking about going back full throttle.
Really?
In September. Yeah.
In September.
But, yeah, what that means. They told us originally it was 2 weeks. It's been over a year and a half.
Coach, I noticed too, man. I put up there yesterday. I've been around about 4 or 5 states on my tour. Been out the West Coast. And I noticed since this whole shutdown that I ignited, I noticed police ain't pulling nobody over. Everybody peaceful. I haven't heard of no shootings and all that. I know little things happen, but ain't been no wars out here. Ain't been no. It seemed like everybody's glad that they just not in them school. It's finally like I feel that they got out of prison, that they never wanted to go to those schools. The only people who send them kids in schools, them parents that wanted to go to work, they just wanted a babysitter, just like my mama did. Just wanted a babysitter. Yeah. She wanted a break.
That's what they want. Yeah.
Y'all go to school, give me a break. That's all. On a break.
Yeah.
Well, you have all of them kids for if you want a break. You understand?
Yes.
Send them overseas.
Yes.
Create your own program. Say you can go to China for 2 months and work over there with Toyota or whatever. You know, you can create your own international. We don't want to have international authority. We can call and be like, hey, man, I'm going to send my kid over there and see what you're doing with those Toyotas. I'm like, yeah, come send them over. Yes, send them over. That's what we need to do, send our kids in different places ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Education starts at home. At home.
Yeah.
We can do it. They third parties. We can do it. Well, we're the third party. We can do it. Like, I don't need you. I ain't sending my kid to that corner doggone pimp store where they're going to talk about slaves and ships and pink people and what. Get out of here. Y'all need to shut that shit down. You understand?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and they rewrite history every year. It'd be something different in the little textbook.
Oh, yeah. So you saying they ain't going back, Coach? People don't want to go back.
Nah, they don't. People don't want to go back. You know?
So what do you see as a plan if they don't want to go back, Coach? What do you see as a plan? Because they just can't sit home. We have a whole population of people who now is just like, oh, what do I do without them? I'm glad I'm not in school, but now what do we do? We have to have a plan immediately because they're going to get restless. Ain't nothing to do.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a social security system, you know. People get unemployment. People get all these little benefits. Get whatever level of money they need or they think they need, you know. They do have the system already in place, Social Security, you know. Take it over and really run it as it should be run or wind it down.
Right.
You know, but this thing is hot. That thing hot.
That's it's hot.
Security system. It's hot.
He said it's hot right now. It's blazing right now. Everybody plugged in. Dudes over Israel talk about, man, I'm getting my Social Security check. I told y'all Israel gets Social Security. It was like you better log on now. Sharif trying to shut that shit down. No, I'm in, bro. You can't keep. I'm in, bro. I got somebody number. But until you catch up with me, bro, I'm in.
Damn, Coach. So I mean, you know, those who maybe even need who are in the position for some good Social Security while they heal and while they learn how to
be themselves, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have a problem with that. But
I don't either.
With this, yeah. But where this immigrant who has an attitude and act like they, you know, hey, what's up? Sorry about that. Acting like they're not in somebody else's house, you know?
Right.
And they can, you know, they need to get dealt with.
They need to be dealt
with. That's a security cut, all of that.
Right. Right. You don't know how to act. If you're not grateful, then we just gonna say bye. Go ahead and get on the bus. Get on the bus and take your tail back. But, Coach, you think it's been – how long has it been since y'all been out of school? How long has the shutdown been for the school, a year?
Yeah, like a full school year and one and a half school year.
One and a half? Oh, so it's been one and a half? Mm-hmm. All right. So how long do you think it'll take to heal? What do you think, about 3 years, 2 years, 5 years?
Well, I mean, it's already a better system because, you know, you have an option now, you know. And some kids have thrived at home and some kids have done less well. So you can't say it's good, bad, all that stuff. But so it's already – it opened up that option, you know. And brought families kind of more together and a lot less stress, you know. Even though, you know, Negroes are finding a reason to stress, all the wrong reasons.
Right.
But, yeah, so it's already a better system. You're not going to get what you had. And once people start, and they are already seeing that, those school systems are slow, special education systems at best. So if you want your kid in that environment, it may be perfect for your kid. You know, if you just going to give them away, you know, for a certain amount of hours, that might be a good daycare for them. A better, you know, a safe daycare, you know. But if we're just raising babies who don't ever grow up, like you always say.
Right.
And, you know. So, to answer your question, will it come back? No, I don't see it coming back. It's either need to be revamped, torn down and rebuilt.
Okay.
For us, for the ones who, you know, who about that, you know, and you know how it works, 100 monkeys.
That's right.
You know, after a certain amount of people hit a certain level, frequency, everybody else, you know.
That's right. That's right.
It's not enough
That's
of
right.
doing enough.
That's true.
So.
That's true. So we need to build a curriculum, create some programs that our people are interested in, and have some things that are more custom and geared towards our intelligence level. Now that we have the opportunity to measure it, I think we'll see that some of us are superior than most, and we can elevate others too. I think also our females are mixed up in it to where the immigrants seem like they're more intelligent only because they're working on the computer and all kind of stuff. They're talking about shit that, you know, a female really like when the dude's talking about something, they don't know what they're talking about. Oh, he's so smart. How are you going to be smart and you don't know what he's talking about? Right? Or how's she going to be smart and you don't know what she's talking about? Right? So these schools are very cosmetic because it makes you think people are intelligent and they're not. If you got a phone in your, if you can't run off your lip, ad lib,
without any computer, what you need to know, then you don't know nothing. Those schools make you coach really, really, really lazy to the point where you think you sharp, but you got to stay with the phone in your hand.
Yeah,
you see,
and one thing
you
got to
stay
schools,
with the program. Mm-hmm.
Another thing about these schools is the drugs. I've learned to identify, you know, people on drugs. I see seeing kids on drugs, grown-ups on drugs, grown-ups asking me for drugs over the counter, all kind of. So the schools are like a major drug scene. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is my perspective. From elementary on, you know, to getting your doctorate, it's a lot of drugs involved. You know, so that's another quirk, glitch in the system. You know, it's drugged out, so it's naturally slower and, you know. Oh, no, sometimes I guess it can be speeded up, but usually it's, that develops an issue. So, so yeah, man, that's we got a lot of healing to do, but we can do it quick. We can do it pretty quick if we didn't have this, a bunch of these debt issues and misconceptions of who we are and all of that. Once you get in the right mindset, sure, you can go to work. Your family and the house can go to work.
That's right. Well, that's what we need. We need to get that monkey off our back thinking we owe somebody for the education. No, you owe – anyway, we're going to get rid of them student loans. To be honest with you, it's already been done. Okay, this is why it's happening. What has happened, what I've been doing is already getting done. Because ain't nobody want to step up and deal with me on who owed what and what for what. So they basically done ran in their hole. Now it just comes out to, okay, you got your freedom. What we going to do with it? How we going to teach? A lot of people going to be coming with us because they know we superior. But now we have to kind of knock off the fog because we've been in this fog for so long. Coaches take a little bit of healing. We need to, you know, do some vacations together, have some retreats together and just, you know, figure out where we at in this technocrat and figure out what we need to be buying into. That's it. We ain't trying to be putting together no stuff. We'll have a say-so. Yeah, we want to do this. We want a battery pack that's going to do this. Can you do that? Good. How long you need? 6 months? Great. This is what I want to do with it. Boom. Then they order. We order it, and that's it. We need to start designing, developing around the country, coach, around the entire world. Over here is good. We need to head over there, right? Start doing things for kids who would appreciate it, adults who would appreciate it. We need to get from over here, okay? Over here is fine, okay? As far as development, we need to go and develop around the world. Some places like Create Our Wakanda or another one, okay?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Start moving around the world because we've been too stagnant. So if y'all got student loans and that's the issue, like I said, you can email us to CasaMarianEmpire@gmail.com. And Coach, of course, you know, y'all get those student loans, get Department of Ed to send it over, give you a payoff, send it over here, we're going to deal with it. We want to free that up. We want to free up the debt. You can't make it go away because we know the female been doing something. We know some of the males been doing something. We know everybody been doing their thing. But we want to free that monkey off our back so we can focus on our future and just eliminate everything and just really kind of start all over, not forgetting where we came from, but really starting all over and doing a family educational situation where we all come in and we learning at the same time, okay? We picking up at the same time. There should be nobody that gets higher than anybody when we all started at the same place. There's going to be some that's more intelligent, but we just designed to be the reindeers and pull the sled a little bit further. But we all should be coming up. You find what I'm saying? I'm a LeBron James in this field right here, and when I came up, y'all came up. Y'all seen that. You understand? When I'm making progress, the whole world makes the progress. And that's what it's about. It ain't about me going to make a name for myself and then have everybody wear my jersey. You understand? That's not what it's about. It's about uniformity. It's about us all coming up and coming out that system. But I really like, Coach, that I feel that it's been peaceful, man. It's been – I ain't seen no police activity, no tickets, no sirens, no craziness on the news because they all getting knocked out, Trump knocking them all out. They getting bought out, I heard. A lot of them getting bought out. Newspapers are selling and whatnot. It's been so peaceful, man, that you really realize how much these people were here trying to kill our senses with this noise.
True.
It's quiet. Quiet, yeah. Coach.
Yeah.
I see dude popping wheelies on their little cycles, making a little something, having fun. Ain't no sirens. They being safe. I haven't seen no accidents. I haven't seen an accident. I don't know how long. And you would think everybody's home and everything, it would be crazy. Man, this has been the peaceful as it's been as long as I've been on this planet. And for that, I appreciate it. And I really do. I appreciate that. And so, Coach, what do you think about the colleges? We need to take a few of them and really, because they owe us. Let's keep it real. These colleges is who owe us this money, okay? They're the ones who's spending up that money acting like they got it.
Be acquiring them, you know. It could be a slow acquisition, but we need to eventually acquire them all unless they can prove that they have been, you know, been teaching some, you know, teaching in the right direction, you know, teaching on a higher frequency. They can prove that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what's up. But basically, you know, start with one or two, or just slowly rapidly as we can acquire each and every one of these mugs.
You know, I remember, Coach, when back in the days where you used to have it, you used to try to get an educational system or something like that. It was hard. It was hard to get, oh, you had to do this. The school board got, they got to come check this out. And I'm like, why was it so hard? And we got all these criminal agencies around here, all these different fake attorneys, fake lawyers, fake scamming going on, and they made it so hard that if you tried to open up a daycare, they was riding you like a pony. But we got wholesale doofiness going on in these schools where they robbing you and not even giving you a receipt and telling you how much it costs. They don't even send you home with a receipt so we can gauge, okay, how much that education costs, right? How much is it worth? It ain't how much is it worth when I leave here? If I go to college and I spend $100,000, I better be able to go out here and at least get $100,000 in the first year so I can pay all my student loans back. How are we carrying student loans for hundreds of years? Because they know that education has to be continuing for them to make good on their promise. But they know that when I leave college, if I'm not going to get a job in my field, why are you even offering me the curriculum? You should be watching and be like, okay, we're going to need it. In 5 years, we're going to be needing 100,000 people to put these chips in the Mercedes. Okay, then boom. Then you need to have that laid out. You go, okay, so we got 4 years. The chips will be here. They can get right out of college. Boom, they can go right. They're not doing that. They really have made so much money they don't care, Coach. They'd be like, oh, just they want to come and send them through. We're just babysitting. That's it. So we need quality education. Quality education. So those student loans are really taxes. We already know that. And you can't really tax a child. Well, let's say an infant and a baby. Not even a child. So it's a whole lot of things need to be done. I was talking to Layla today. coaching us, she was saying that, I said, Layla, what are they doing to verify? She said, they trying to verify everybody on unemployment or for Social Security. And she said, they don't have enough staff to do it. I said, yeah, they ain't going to be able to verify nothing. How are you going to verify anything? Right? They don't even know how many people died of COVID, how many people supposedly died, how many people this, how many people belong here, how many people don't, who filed tax returns, who got a driver's license. It's just, it's a mess, and we know it ain't going to never get fixed satisfactory. And by the time they do figure it out, it's just going to be such a mess. So we need to pull out, right, retire from that spectrum, and just start picking our areas that we want to inhabit and start picking the institutions that we probably want to take and, you know, and put our own curriculum in there and have these manufacturers come and offer us what they have. So I know you down in DT, you out in Michigan. What do you think about that area? If you had to go to a different area, Coach, where would you go?
Well, no, I like the people from, like, the North Carolina area.
Okay.
But I would like to be based here and have bases, you know, in those types of areas, like, you know, somewhere off the coast in Cuba, like you call it, Florida.
Okay. Uh-huh. Right. Yep.
That's yeah. Right. So I love that coast, that eastern coast, you know, more so.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So I do. I feel like
where's the best school district? Gotcha. Go ahead.
The best school district?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who ranks the best school district. I know gotcha. VA. Supposed to be pretty decent.
You know what? You're right about that, because I lived in VA, Coach, and they got two big colleges. What they got? Yeah, they got Virginia Hampton. Oh man, there was a lot of girls up there, boy. Hampton, and they got the other one, and they not too far from each other. Yeah, those were supposed to be good colleges, but I remember because you know that's where we used to post up and get the girls.
Yeah.
But those are good schools. They were good schools.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. But I know, Michigan kind of rules. University of Michigan kind of rules Michigan. I mean, they got an edifice. I mean, it's incredible. It's straight up city. It's Ann Arbor,
really?
Michigan. Encompasses almost that whole city.
Oh wow! So
yeah,
so
they
want these universities are like these are like little revenue generating circuits.
Yeah. I know Ox Pro Ray. He always breaking down how. These universities are what everything is, you know, stemming from, you know, this whole system, financial system.
Mm. So, Coach, how much is Dean making these colleges?
Dean, not certain. But last I remember, I mean, they could make $3 million.
What?
And they can get
what?
Like, profit sharing.
What?
Yeah, they get paid. And deans get paid.
Profit
then
sharing
they steal
off of what?
They steal.
What? Coach, you said $3 million plus profit sharing.
I'm saying they can get, you know, as last I heard, you know, those numbers were put out, like up to 3 million or 3 million. So they kill them.
Dang. And so they get paid per kid? What? 3 mil plus
well, that,
profit
I guess
share.
That makes sense.
And the daddy can't get nothing for that sperm that he delivered that made all the kids that's in the school. You can't tell me I can't get 3 mil a month? And I put 4 kids up in there, coach, you got 4. You can't tell me you can't get 3 mil and they getting 3 mil and you don't put 4 in and they got caught. I mean, come on, coach. We got to back up. We got to rewind. Be like somewhere we lost our money. Somewhere.
No, and then they charter down. These universities charter down and, you know, have other, you know, have elementary, middle, you know, high school system.
That's
what so
they charter down,
charter.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they might have 5 school systems in a particular region or state. Independent ones.
Oh. Independent. Oh, so they got independent schools, too.
Independent school systems. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
So you may charter this school system, then over here charter this school system.
Wow.
Yeah, so you have
wow.
You know how many. Sorry about this wind.
Yeah. Wow. 3 million for a dean, and a dean is the highest status in the school, right? Coach, you there?
I say, yeah, well, that president.
Okay, so you got the president. Okay, so that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Thank you for bringing that up. So every university has a university president. So when we think of this term, president, they're not saying whether you're president of a corporation, or you're the university president. You know, that president word goes very deep when you don't specify what kind of president. So the university president is the highest, or college president. Or is a university president higher than, and Layla, you can jump in, but the university president is higher than a college, right, coach? A university is the highest source of education over a college, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you got a university president and a college president. Okay. So those are some of the ones that are responsible or liable. And if that joke is making $3 million, then we need to be holding them accountable for what's going on or not going on in our schools.
Yeah, just like the pastors.
Exactly. A lot of money, a lot of tax-free money floating on that. A lot of tax-free money floating on that. So, Layla, you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, so you hear me talking to Coach. So we just going to get rid of these student loans, and we need to do more investigation as to who's the deans, the presidents, the secretaries, the registrars, you know, like vital records. We need to really dig into it. That's probably why they're running. It's a whole lot of money floating through Sunday school, the church, and the school. It's all the same. Coach, is churches back open down there where you are?
Yeah, they starting to open up. I saw one. Yesterday, well, not day before. Yeah, people were coming
yeah?
in. I noticed that. Yeah. Okay.
So they trying to ease back. They trying to ease Jesus back up in there, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anybody
so, Layla.
Yes, sir.
Still not here.
So what do you think on reparations at school? That's why all them kids talking about reparations. What are they owed reparations for? I don't know. I'm not going to broach that. But what do you think? You heard what Coach said. We just need to get these burdens off the family. I think at this point, I know Mama would probably say something different. At this point, with the way the whole COVID coronavirus and whatnot is, I would be an advocate to say if you signed up for something, you should pay. But I'm not seeing the balance in our people getting the jobs, getting the careers. I don't see it. So I'm going to say, nah, they ain't paying. Because I don't think you're going to get what you paid for. So I'm of the mindset to just clear those student loans all the way back to birth, because that was a student loan as well. That was learning how to fill out forms, damn it. Nobody taught us how to fill those out. I say we just start afresh, start anew, wipe them out, place some presidents in these different colleges and universities, make sure we got our registrars in there so we handle the money. That's what the registrar does, which is vital records, because they really took the vital records position. That's really where the money's coming from, those teaching certificates. And I say we start demanding the books to see how much money's went through those institutions to Bishop Kong Kong and President so-and-so. And I say we start tightening up on holding them accountable for what education that we're getting. What I find is that you get punished, Coach, when you don't want to learn the stuff that they're given. And sometimes it just doesn't blend with our spirit, what they're teaching. So they'll give the kids a failing mark. I always had an issue with that. How you gonna give a kid a failing mark on something that the subject is a failure? Like, our kids don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that stuff is corny that they that they doing. I was dating a girl. Well, I was with her for four or five years in Georgia, and her son was cutting up in school. And he played ball. He's a big kid, Coach. He was good too. He's a little shack. But I went to school one time because he was cutting up. The teacher called, and you know how the mamas are. When the teacher called, they'll jump all down the kid's throat. Hey, that teacher called, said you wasn't paying attention. I'd be like, slow down, man. Slow down with that. You have you been to school lately? Yeah. So sometimes it's hard to sit in them class for 2 hours and listen to that nonsense. So I went to the school, and I sat in this class, and I was like, I went back to the house. I was like, babe. She was like, what? I said, I'd fall asleep in that goddamn class. That shit is corny. I said, I ain't been in the school in a while, but that's some corny stuff that they teaching them. And Coach, I seen what you talking about. The little pink kids, they was all drugged up. So they sit there and they're nice, but they kind of jittery too, okay? You can tell they was on drugs. But them dark kids, man, they can't sit there and listen to that stuff, rubbing two rocks together. What do you get? Do a noun and a verb, put a punctuation. That ain't for boys. To me, Coach, that feminizes the boys even more. You got to type with that punctuation mark. Do your man, come on, man. This dude is a big kid, a big burly kid. Come on, man. You got them kids sitting there. They get watered down. These kids are Mack trucks. They want to get out there. They want to be physical, which is a learning thing. They want to be physical. I think, Coach, we should be putting them in professional ball right out of high school or in high school, Coach, and taking over them sports and really kind of cutting their careers shorter than what these players are going so they can enjoy their life. What do you think about that aspect of it?
Yeah,
sure,
I agree with that. I agree. I mean, just in general. Sorry, Layla, how you doing?
Greetings, brother. How are you doing?
Yeah, just in general, all of these, you know, whatever somebody's talent is, and then pumping it out as a young person, cutting it kind of short, you know, from the level of intensity. when she's destroying that body. You know?
That's right.
So I hooped. I played all kind of sports. And by the time I became, the time I was about 35, I could barely, my back caught. My knees were jacked up, you know.
Yeah.
And I started swimming. And that's what rehabbed me.
Mm-hmm.
But cats are messed up, man. These guys I grew up with hooping with, they hurt up, knees blew out, legs blew out, surgeries, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. Let them play while they're young and then, you know, and then let them.
Cut them off, like 30, cut them off. Cut them off at 30, 30 you done, bro. You can still have your legs, maybe teach your kids, maybe teach some of the others. But at 30, bro, you're done. We got to protect our bodies, man. We ain't getting paid from junior high to high school. These little jokers coming over here recruiting our kids and ain't paying them nothing in case they make it through to the pros. Well, you a pro when you able to entertain and play ball. So we got the money now to pay our kids in high school. Or build our own schools and be like, you want to come see our kids? You want to come see our kids?
Yeah, exactly. Because
we focus on athletics. Thank you.
Exactly.
Shoot. Come on, man.
Cool.
Go ahead,
Lay.
You was going to say something.
Oh,
pull
sorry,
them out. Like... Pull them out and be like, we taking our talent. No, we taking our talent elsewhere. We're going to build our own schools. We're going to raise our own athletes, and you'll see them because we're going to own sports. Period. You know we taking over sports. We're going to do our own campuses, nice new campuses. We're going to teach our men how to keep their body healthy. We're going to teach them how to do their finances or have their wives or a good staff that's going to do the finances for him so he ain't got to worry about it. You know, these are things that we can do early now, you know, now, you know. I remember when I was playing ball, Coach, I played for Gauchos and whatnot. You know, we was poor. So, you know, we'd get on the team, and we was happy to get on the team because they was giving out sneakers and jerseys and, you know, Mr. Gaucho, he was, right? We wanted sneakers and jerseys, and he put a little money in your pocket. You know, that's how they was pimping us, like, because we sitting on there on that free-ass damn Social Security that Mama done did. And we running around there, they pimping us. You want to play? We give you $100. You get a pair of sneakers. You happy boy. You got your pair of sneakers from the team. You know
the school had to scrape up this money and get these sneakers for you and these uniforms. They act like it was so hard, man. What the hell? Come on, bro. Come on. That shouldn't be. They owe us. Layla, go ahead, because we're getting off of here soon. I said 2 hours.
Sure, I know. I just wanted to say that as far as the schooling is concerned, I see what you're saying, but I have a different approach to it. I think that would be more universal, is to kind of somewhat militarize the schools, if you will. That's the best way for me to put it. You know, put all the children in uniforms and have them all taught the same way. Teach the boys one way, teach the girls another way. I mean, some of it will be a crossover and the same, but if we need strong men, I think they need to be taught a certain way. Obviously, we need strong women, and we need them to be taught a certain way. But when we talk about this family unit, this household unit, however you want to describe it, then everything will synergistically come together in the household because everybody would have their function. And I think that's important as you swipe that slate clean. Everyone gets trained the same way. And everyone is now on a proper path. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. I agree with that, Coach. We do need militarized. We do need serious, strict schooling for our boys and girls. And it does need to be drop the clothes. It's all uniform.
Right. It's
the structure. And I think it's the structure. And I think that they need to be home more. I think it needs to be more family oriented. I don't see why we can't start our kids up real high and
they watch the parents get educated and they catch on instead of us starting from a low vibrational and thinking we got to appeal to them because we think they don't know nothing. These kids are way smarter than we think. Way smarter than we think. I seen a little six-year-old preaching with the Bible. I'm like, well, who? You see what I'm saying? You start them off. You think you, oh, you got to start up doing your ABCs. This dude is mocking preachers and whatnot. And what? I'm like, where did this kid come from? You know, so we need to have them come up to our part, meaning it needs to be more family-oriented. And our kids just really kind of watch us come along in the business. So I think that the education really is for the kids, but they're kind of around the family business, as I think is better, which is school. Like, you know, your father should be the dean, right? And, mm-hmm. and other teachers should come in and they should watch your father be taught, and then the kids should be in there to learn different things. We have to find a blend to where it can be more family-oriented. That's what I'm trying to express, so that it's just the kids going away for 8 hours, and then they come back. What did you learn today?
Needed now. That concept is needed now because, like I said, this special ed, in my respect, special ed school system. So everybody's slow right now. I mean, almost everybody thinking at a slow pace right now. And if you're thinking at a fast pace, it's kind of weird, you know. You need that family to all be taught. That's what they keep talking about, kids. There needs to be a holistic teaching because these grown people, so-called adults, are very, very, you know, miseducated, uneducated, you know, everybody needs to go through this system.
That's right. That's what I mean. Because a kid can be kind of smart and quiet and get home and his mama, Buquisha, and rambunctious, got a bad boyfriend, bad house situation. And so the kid is just like, dang, I got to wait till, like me, I got to wait till I got to run away to get out this shit. Like my mother was stupid. She's very intelligent.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm stuck. You know, I got to wait. Right. Killing themselves. They feel trapped. You know, they feel trapped, man. Damn. A lot of work, coach. That's why I'm glad you're here. Cause that's a lot of work. I'm gonna be honest with you. I could do my teaching, but I would never have the patience that y'all would probably have with it to get through the, you know, the challenging people. I just like get out, you know. But we got some challenges with some parents that we really need to, and they just need healing too. They've been through a lot. We all been through the same thing, just at different, I guess, levels. I hate that word. But we all been through the same thing. We've been running around in circles, banging up against each other and not getting anywhere. And we're going to change that. And I'm very confident with you, Coach, in doing that. And I appreciate you being on the team. And we're gonna do some great things to take control. I don't think anybody's really against us taking control, to be honest with you. I want to talk about diversity. I don't think the white people want y'all around here crazy and looking crazy. I don't think so. I think a lot of these, look, when this whole thing started crumbling, I was like, shoot, the white people are just like, oh, Jesus, thank you. Somebody want to step up and take this situation, please, because we don't want to deal with it. We really don't want to deal with it. We wish somebody would come pick yours up and let me pick mine up. And we'll come back and meet up later when we get our situation together. I think everybody wanted to take a break from this. Everybody. And that's why everybody ain't coming back. Coach, everybody's like, nah, I think I found a new way. I ain't trying to go back there. I know them schools going to want to keep things going because they owe a lot of money. So they're going to need to, you know, be aggressive. You need to come back if you don't. If I don't, what? You going to cut my Social Security card off? What you going to do? What you going to do, bro? What you gonna do? You gonna do hit me with a truancy? What you gonna do? All right, but we have to have an alternative. I agree with that. We just can't let them run the street and just collect unemployment. We do have to say, okay, that unemployment was a break now, we got to come up with a curriculum and come up with something fast. And I'll say this in parting, it's a difficult job being a teacher. That's a running a school.
Yeah.
That's a very difficult thing, man. I couldn't imagine trying to please everybody. And that's difficult. So I don't think it's a easy job. I always said, man, teachers don't get paid enough. They don't get paid enough, man. That's a lot of work to deal with them like bad kids or good kids and try to keep them good. You know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, they got to deal with the crazy administration and the kids.
Yeah.
That's a lot of insanity.
It is coming from different ways, you know, and but we also got to remove these people from making millions and billions just to keep regurgitating a system that is not producing, because that's where we'd have to look at the product and be like, okay, how did you develop in here, and what is it when we come out, you know? They got to come out and go to the hood. It just don't make no sense. They're not going to get that look. They're not going to get the job opportunity and all of that. Coach, we got the money to be like, okay, we're going to pay teachers $100,000, but we expect you to do this and do that. We can do it. We got the money. We got the credit. We can pay them. We supposed to pay them anyway. Can't let the $3 million jokers pay them. We got the money to pay them. Give me the note. I'll sign it.
And
I want them teachers getting $100,000.
That's true. And that teacher has the opportunity to go through the system, too, because they, you know, they need that same teaching. So everyone goes through it at the same time, you know, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the next generation
mm-hmm.
will have teachers who really truly understand as they teach you, but, you know, these people for holistic health, you know, people practice that, you know, and it's on their face, and it's in their, you know, psychology, and it's all of that. You can see it. It's apparent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about somebody who's talking about it. I'm talking about somebody, you know, who actually, you can see it. You know, so people need to actually begin to understand what that is, you know. You know, mentally, spiritually, physically. I mean, you know, so how can you teach a child how to do that if you're not? If you haven't done it, or if you're not going through the same process at the same time. So, yeah, man, I think it's a big thing, but it's just, you know, it's all about just a mindset and reframing what we're doing and getting to it. I think, like you said, teachers should be, if they're willing to do what they need to do, take to usher kids, coach kids through a healthy process, then yeah, they should be paid well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right. That's true.
You know?
I'm all for it. Coaches need to be paid well. But the kids need to be paid. They need to have everything that they need. But again, if we take a free Social Security card and we don't load it and we don't fund it and we don't get together, 10 parents or 10 of us, be like, Coach, all right, how much you going to dump in that? All right, let's go ahead and put million. Because million ain't no real term. You sound cute, but that ain't a real legal currency. All right, we put 50 million and we want the school here. We want it stacked up. We want them to have these uniforms. We want this and that. We don't understand, we're scared of numbers and letters, and that's all it is, numbers and letters. We can write it down. If we can write it, it's good. Do you understand? If we can write it, it's good. There's no amount of numbers or letters that we can't put down and be like, here, go ahead. We're going to make sure that the schools is funded. We're going to have this kind of curriculum. This is what we want. We'll pay you to put it together in a nice little package, and then we'll roll it out. We'll interview the people that you think is good for that curriculum. That's what we want to do for the next 2 years. Well, that's what we want to do for the next year. And then we want to do this. So we should be able to customize what we want. It should be cooked to order, what we want to learn. We don't have to learn everything they got. We don't want that menu. I want my kids to learn this, that, that, and then go to that. And that's what we sit down and we design. Coach, and be like, that's what it is. So, son, you're going to go 3 months on that. You're going to do 3 months on that. Then you're going to go 2 months on that. You're going to go 3 months on that. You know what I'm saying? And keep it mixed up so it's interesting to him or her.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And be like, after that, you're done. You ain't going to be in there all your life, bro. All right? You're going to be young enough to get out there and hit that bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah at 13. You done. 13, you done, bro. You walking around here with me. You at the office with me. You out in the business office with me. 13, you done. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I heard that.
That's how I see it. Cut off at 13, 14. We done. We out.
Other countries have done it that
really?
Way. You know, in my youth, you know, my father was in the import-export business, and he had these were the young boys, right? At 13, you talk about the bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah period. At 13, they were sent away from home, and they came over here from different parts of Africa to do business, and they were going up and down in Manhattan. Going up to Saks Fifth Avenue, all the high-end stores to market the goods and products that they brought over here to sell. And they were making big sales, some of them, 13, 14, 15 years old, making big sales at these big department stores. With the So it's being done. It's been done for a while, and that's why you see these other countries that appear that they're more advanced than we are here, because they do release their youth at an earlier age. But
And let me tell you this, when you're talking about that, all these different foreign goods over here, they ain't paying us the tariffs, I'm not getting into that, but they shouldn't be allowed to come over here and bring their goods over here and be selling over here. They ain't paid us no taxes. I remember we was going through the airport coming from Jamaica, and Nick, they was like, she likes to bring back her sugar cane or, you know, other little stuff that she likes from her country. And they be looking through that stuff and like, well, you can't do that. You can't bring that. You can't bring this. I'd be like, what in the hell? Like, what kind of shit is that? China got their cars over here. Japanese got their cars over here. Irish are cooking their food over here. So why? What's going on? I mean, when you really think about it, you see, like Layla always say, who the immigrant is. It's really the female. They don't, but the males too, they don't allow people to bring it. So how is this stuff getting here? How do we have all this diversity here? But certain people can't bring their stuff in here. I'm like, what kind of stuff is that? It's food, bro. Like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? Like, what?
Yeah, well, you can't bring that.
I'd be looking. I'd be like, what is that? That's just some fruit that I like from over here, but they don't allow you to bring. They got a list, like from Jamaica, where they say you can't bring these fruits. I'm like, what? It's Department of Agriculture. I'm like, yeah, we got to rip that down too. Come on, man. We got all these makes and models up in here, and you telling somebody they can't bring their food, but they can cook their food up in here. This whole thing is just, it's got to be restructured. And that's what reparations is, rebuilding, rehabilitation, reconstruction, and that's what we're going to do, and that's what we have to do. And we're going to love doing it because it's going to benefit us. So, Layla, I agree with you. Coach, I agree with you. If y'all need help with student loan, please bring them over here to me, because nobody wants to talk to me. They all ducking me. I want to talk to the deans, the presidents. You know, we want them bills. Stop playing with this Supreme Court hiding over here. You better come forth and bring me them bills for that damn Social Security card if you want me to pay anything associated with it, okay? And if you don't bring me them bills, we're going to shut everything you got down, because you said you educated accountants and all these people coming out of your institution. So why we can't have a good figure where you can pull it up on the phone and be like, Layla, tell them about, right quick before we go, Who was that you said? Your son's girlfriend? She was an immigrant? And they went down to the office to get her bills and whatnot, and they had all of it in the system? Who was that, Turkey, you said?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so... So the story is the sister, all right, of the female I'm talking about, her sister lives in Turkey. Her sister applied for a government job there in Turkey. So when she went to go apply for the government job, they said to her, we need to know about where is your sister, the sister that's here in this country. So apparently on the other side, the sister came over here on a visa, and so she overstayed her visa. She did not go back. So now she's really a defector. She is just, nobody knows where she is. She hasn't reported in. So the sister says, look, I'm trying to get this job. I need you to go and report yourself. Right? So I'm learning about this. I'm like, okay, let me go down there. I don't know what's going to happen to this child. Let me go down there. So we had to take a trip from the Dallas area down to Houston because that's where the embassy was. She had to go to the embassy. And she had to report herself. Okay, so she goes there, and obviously, they greet her like she's welcome, family. It was just very interesting to see how they talked and communicated with each other. And so she told them that, I am now she got so-called married, right? So that she's got another protection over here, so they won't just confiscate her. And that was the reason why she did not go back. All right, so now the way that they live over there, that was all handled. She reported in, and they said, good luck. So on the ride back, she goes into, uses her cell phone device, and she says, I'm going to go check my account. I said, what account? She says, each of us have an account. All the transactions that I've ever done are in this account. So the best way for me to put it is like what we call our Social Security number. They have a national number that they use over there in Turkey, and she can log in onto that account using that national number, I guess the username and password or whatever, and she logs in. And she could see her student loans, she could see her car loans, if she had anything she had was in there. And then she also said, she says, up until now, she says, I was underneath my father. All of my health care was under my father, but now that I am now married over here, they removed me because I'm even with my father. So they had already gone in the system and removed her from her father. And I guess you can say they closed her out. That's the best way for me to put it. But everything had been dealt with from the time that we left that office to the time that we were in the car, maybe 30 minutes up the road. So other places are very much more advanced than we think. The third world countries, not really sophisticated, and I'm finding, as I talk to other people, I think that this country here are not as sophisticated as everyone else, although they have piped in here and they've used this country as their port, as their portal, as their IV to suck the blood, lifeblood out to spread and develop these other countries. So it's just very interesting to see how technologically advanced they were. And this was maybe 3 years ago, maybe. And apparently this is something that she's had a part of her entire life.
So the point was, Coach, I was trying to bring out is that they went to their system, which is a Social Security system, and she was able to pull up. They were able to pull up everything she owed, all of her stuff, all of the accounts that she owed, her old credit report. Everything was there, and Layla said it was neat, it was easy going, and everything. Now, where can we go to pull up our shit in Social Security? We don't have it, and we funding everybody over here, and they go to an embassy, and their stuff is nice and neat. And we over here, we it's ridiculous, man. It's really
sure
crazy.
I'm sure we have it, though, Sharif, but it just seems like
I think we do.
Secret. It's a secret.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I guess the Secret Service, right? Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to break that damn Victoria's Secret, okay? Because if you don't give us that amount, bro, well, I'm telling you right now, you better go ahead and lead them schools because we're going to turn them into military bases because there's too much money floating around out here. And they don't want to show you where the money because it's going all over the world. Well, we got to put an end to that now. Give me, if I got something to pay, give it to me, show it to me. I'll go ahead and ink it, and then we done. I'll get what I'm supposed to get, you get what you're supposed to get. But other than that, we ain't going on like this. And I know we ain't been doing business smart, but ain't nobody done it any better, okay? You know, there's a lot of derivatives coming off our energy that we got to get paid for. So I thank y'all for coming on the show, man. Coach, I thank you. We gonna get this done. I'm telling y'all I'm open. Y'all need to get that out of the way. Let's get the Department of Education or whoever to give us the bills. Let's take care of it. Me and Coach, we'll get together. We'll do a signing. If you want us to get the White House, we'll rent the White House. If that makes you looks better, we'll sit at the table and do all that fancy shit if y'all want. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to start putting to our own, and that's everybody. Because one thing I'll tell you again, too, now, and y'all can talk about race. Them white people ready to leave them white people, okay? White people want to come over here with us, okay? Mm-hmm. Trust me. I'm telling you, white women looking at me like you want to sign up some immigration? You want a customer? I'm ready to go, right? Because we discombobulated when we're in a discombobulated system because we're trying to find our way out and everybody doing it. But when we on fire and we got our flow going and you know that dude got his money stacked up and his confidence is up and he's got that walk and his female look, man, we gonna take it to the moon. we gonna take it to the moon. Everybody wants to be around us, okay, when we feel like we got our life structured, but we haven't been feeling like that. You know, everybody been doing their own little thing, and it just hasn't been right. And I think the so-called powers that be has been watching and be like, they ain't ready. But we ready now because we ain't got no choice. So anyway, that's our educational show today, reparations. Now that you know what the meaning means, and now you know what the word mail means. So you know that you never received the mail, which is why the United States Postal Service is about to go on the ground, or we're going to have to bail it out, Coach, because they done. Because we ain't got no mail. You ain't never got mail because mail is metal, okay? Metal steel rod. When Trump put them steel tariffs on them, they went crazy because we the man of steel. That thing you call the penis is the man of steel. You can't break it. It's going to produce. We just got to control it, though, okay? And when we understand, we are the fathers of all children. That worldwide web, Coach, yeah. Not the internet, the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. So we're going to get it done. Coach and I will be letting y'all know. We'll be getting together and doing a big event, something that will mimic something ceremonial to inaugurate our coming to power and working together with us fathers, you know, us creators, and laying out a curriculum and passing that, handing that down to our workers in the educational system and telling them, put that together, put it in the menu, look it with the wives or the girlfriends or the mothers and be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. But I'll be honest with you, at first, it's just going to be the men, okay? And it's just going to be the men because it's our responsibility to build it and to build a house and make sure it's firm and structured, and we're going to do it this time. We'll get your input, but we're going to do it because at the end of the day, you're going to hold us responsible anyway. You're going to blame it on us anyway. So we'll be getting it together, reparations. I have the power to do reparations. They know it, right? Repair ourselves, repair Coach, repair me. Get these vital records in order and get this Social Security system underneath control or get rid of it, okay? We have a lot of mixed families out there that we need to come together and figure out who's who, okay? That's probably why we don't get along because we ain't out the same bloodline. But if we're not, we just need to identify that, and we need to make some concessions
and put together families or extend families or let some families go, because this is a purge. And purge is, we got some people in our family that we got to get rid of, you know. We got some relatives that's better than family. We got some family that's better than relatives, you know. So it's about restructuring the family. So I appreciate, Coach, all y'all coming on here. We went a little bit over, 2.5 hours, but that's still good. Still good. And we'll see y'all next week. Y'all can reach us
please,
on the email,
email
to get on the new list.
Consumarian,
C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R-I-A-N, Empire, E-M-P-I-R-E, @gmail.com. Consumarian Empire @gmail.com. To get on the new list, that new list is going to be totally different. You can send over your information, right? Send over your name, all right? Send over your full name. If you want to put your telephone number, we're going to put you on a list. This is not going to be just a list where we're going to be sending you emails. This is the get down list, okay? So if you just want to listen, listen. If you want to get on a list, that list is going to be a serious list, and then we'll contact you privately, and you'll have to provide some other information so we can really get you in the system. But last thing I'll say is, Coach, we don't really need their system, because we, you know, I was thinking about what information we need. We don't need all them fancy computers. All we got to look and be like, how many people here today in August or today in May? That's it. That's all we need. We need a count. That's it. We're going to build our own database. We're going to build our own census. We don't need none of their stuff, because all their stuff is virus. It don't make no sense. They never be able to vet it. And having all that data is just being a damn fool, because we know you can't fix it. So they're going to be forever trying to fix it, and they must fix it, while we're going to build a whole new system, a whole new computer system that's going to have our sensors in there that's going to be totally private, because we're going to make sure it's on lock. We'll give up that information y'all got, because y'all ain't got nothing. All right? So we appreciate y'all. We will see y'all next week. Thank you for listening to the Consumarian Empire, the United Nations. We'll see you next week.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs.